Hello there, this is Nick Treadwell. This is an audio boo from me. It's the 7th of March 2011. It's Monday evening. It's around about 9:25. Just listening, just watching actually, recording that I recorded a couple of nights ago, I think it was yesterday actually, a program featuring, well, it's called Songwriter's Circle, it was on BBC4, featuring Ron Sexsmith and Graham Gouldman, I think it is, and Fran Healy, the guy from Travis, in a bit of a songwriter's round, the Robin type thing. There's been a few of these things with different songwriters. Really, really good program. So I'm watching that at the minute, and I thought I'd just record an audio boo at the same time. I also recorded a documentary about Ron Sexsmith, who really is, you know, he's critically acclaimed by the songwriting fraternity as a bit of a master, really. Although he's never had any major success with, you know, any of his songs. You know, his albums sell really well, but apart, you know, singles wise and, you know, in the mainstream media, little really is known of him. Although, you know, as I say, on the songwriter's front, he's pretty well known. So yeah, I'm just watching that at the minute. Anyway, yeah, I had the day off today, work, mainly because sick to death of it, really. No, he was had the last couple of days off on Friday and today and tomorrow, because she's got an accountancy type exam that she's had to be studying for. So she's been studying for that. I thought I'd have the day off, so what I did is I went to the cinema to see a film. I went to see Paul, which is the Simon Pegg picture film, and about the alien. It's okay. I didn't think it was as sharp and witty and as black comedy as the other films that he's made, Hot Fuzz and Shaun of the Dead. You know, it still had its moments, and it still was, you know, quite funny in places, but I think it was a lot more tamer than the other films that he's made. And you could tell that he had that tinge of Hollywood sweetness about it, which, you know, kind of took the edge off it really a little bit. But it was still, you know, a good film, and not anything really, you know, bad. And so yeah, quite enjoyed that, and then came back home after that. I cut my hair this morning, a bit of incidental hair news there, and went to cinema, came back, went for a run, did about 4.5 miles, which is pretty good. Nice weather for it today. Really nice sunny weather down here in Birmingham, which is I think probably the same all over the country. So yeah, that was good, although knackering. Came back, then went to the nursery to pick up Max, and he was pretty pleased to see me, I think. And then we come back home, and we had our pancake night tonight, because I think it's pancake day tomorrow, but he was not here tomorrow. She's having the exam tomorrow night, so we thought we'd have the pancake tonight. Max managed nearly one on his own, nearly one. He left some at the end. I think he got a bit bored of it. And then he had some mango, nice pancakes. So enjoyed those. And now I'm just been watching a bit of TV, watching these music programs. And over the last week or so, really, I've been concentrating mainly in my spare time on doing these little funny special little versions of the Homegrown podcast, in an attempt to really drum up some sort of financial money, really, to help pay for the possible hosting that I'm going to have to foot the bill for. Although it hasn't really happened yet, I'm thinking it's probably going to happen at the end of this month, that they're going to, you know, start saying to me, well, you're going to have to start paying for it now. It seems to be coming down the line anyway. So I thought I'd preempt it by just, you know, putting a donation march month together, and just doing some really off the cuff themed programs and just, you know, just take it as it is, really, and just do some stuff, really. I'm quite enjoying it, really. I've done a few. I did a sort of Mickey take on World Book Night, and I did a worst book night, and I found some real gems on eBay and some other on eBay on Amazon and some other ones as well, and so that was pretty good. Did that last couple of days, and then I've got a blues one which I'm going to do, which I found some really good blues music, and then coming up later on next week, I'm going to put together some kind of special pole shift special, because I don't know if you've heard or not, but the poles are actually shifting on March the 15th. This is widely known all over the internet if you're in the right places, so I thought I'd do a special sort of program to commemorate that, and that'll be coming next week. And I've also got another program planned which is quite weird, which is all different versions of the song Brazil. I can't remember who it's by now. But it's really, really famous song. You probably know what it is. I've got all different versions of that song, so I'm going to do one podcast with about six or seven versions of just that same song in it. So yeah, niche type programs from Homegrown to demonstrate really its unique quality, and I'm trying to do this in an attempt to, you know, drum up some sort of recognition that, you know, this is what podcasts are all about. And you know, normally I wouldn't ask people to donate because, you know, I was getting it for free, but now I'm having to foot the bill a little bit. I feel a little bit obliged to pass on that bill to some of the people that maybe have listened to it for a long time. So yeah, kind of feel a bit bad actually doing that. But it's been a couple of weeks now since I've started advertising the fact that I was wanting donations, and I haven't really got any donations yet. I'm probably not going to get any donations, let's face it, really. I'm probably not going to get any at all, but it's worth a go, it's worth a try. And if it doesn't happen then in the next month, then I'm just going to continue and keep on plugging it and get some support. Just get, if I get 10 pence, I'll be happy, really. But there you go. Not that I'm begging or anything like that. It's quite funny that I went into work the other day, and I've already put one of the programs up with a picture of me. The picture for the podcast was a picture of me just looking at a few coppers on a table, money wise, and just like, and the caption was like, you know, donate. And then I went into work, and someone said like, oh, Nick Treadwell's begging for money. made me laugh. Right, anyway, anything else been going on? Apart from doing that and taking Max out to the park and stuff like that, while he has been studying, been taking him to the park, but mainly the park, really, and doing stuff, and trying to get out of Ira's way while she's studying. I think the studying's going okay. She's done a few mock exams on the computer, and I think those have gone okay, so hopefully tomorrow night it'll go ahead without any sort of problems. Then she's got another exam coming up, probably, I think it's in June, and also a project she's got to do as well, so it's it's all hard work for her, really, while I'm lying about making stupid programs. Par for the course, really. What else has been going on? That's about it, really. Can't think of anything else, so I'll probably give it a rest. This is me signing off with a bit of Ron Sexsmith in the background. Bye.